Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Brother Charles.
Let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can gather together in the name of Jesus. And we have songs to sing here this morning, and we have the breath of life in us once again. And having those two together, Father, we just ask that you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit, that as we come to you in spirit and in truth, worship you, give you glory, that you will manifest yourself here in our presence. And we just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly.
Amen.
What do you think about that background, huh? We're not talking about a trickle of water, all right? When it says, I got a river of life, it's not a little stream, it's not a little trickle that's going to dry up anytime soon, but an abundance of water that's simply overflowing. Let's sing that one more time. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly.
Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory, strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus who crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming, over the world victorious. Power and glory, unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
That is what we're doing.
Hallelujah.
Fanny Crosby had a hand in that. She had a reason to be jaded in life and to say, you know, I'm mad at God. I'm blind because of a doctor's mistake. But nevertheless, she sat there and she said, praise Him, ever in joyful song. You can tell a lot about what a person writes. The attitude of their heart. And her attitude was good. It was focused on God. He satisfies the longing and He fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and He fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and He fills the hungry soul. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He sent His word and healed them. He sent His word and healed them. He sent His word and healed them. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So the waves thereof are still. He makes the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. He makes the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you want to look that up later on, you'll find that in Psalms 107 with the various verses. Come bless the Lord. All you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands.
the Lord and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Bless the Lord, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place, and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Jesus.
Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me.
Hallelujah.
What does that mean? Lift Jesus higher. Well, we share it, right?
Amen.
We talk about Jesus. We live Jesus. People see us. They lift him up for the world to see. They see it in us, our lives, our speech, the choices we make. And then he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, it's not us in the salvation part. He says, I will draw all men unto me. Our job is just to share it.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me he is so wonderful. To me he is so wonderful. To me he is so wonderful. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen.
Your son that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my master and king. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heaven. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love that reached to me. Love was so trapped was I. My whole world caved in. Love was when Jesus rose to walk with me. Lovingly he brought a new life that's free. Love was God, only he would try to reach and love one such as I.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
Amen.
Love was when God did the following things for us. Is a revival song, is it not?
Amen.
You can't sing that and not mean it. You look at the words in that. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness. What happens when you turn on the light? Darkness disappears.
Amen.
Darkness cannot exist in the presence of light. And then in verse 2, Lord, I come to your awesome presence from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood, I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. That is a revival song, pure and true. Shine, Jesus, shine. Personal worship. Lift up your heads.
Thank you.
your heads to the King of Kings.
Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Be thou, Lord, our strong habitation whereto I can continually resort. For you have given a commandment to save us. For you are a rock and a fortress. You are also a hiding place. You shall preserve us from trouble. You shall compass us about with songs of deliverance." And Lord, we want to thank you for this day. Oh Lord, we surrender all to you today. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we ask you today, use us, send us. Not our will, but thy will be done, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the day the high praises of God be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times, and his praise be continually in our mouth. Oh, we want to say today, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy he has begotten us unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, who raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful thing, O Lord. What a wonderful, how wonderful your word is, O Lord. Oh, it's a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And we want to thank you today for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, O Lord. And help us, O Lord, we pray today that we can be a blessing to someone else. And we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you. And we can say today that we can do all things through Christ which strengthened us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are also our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You, the God, shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You are our sun and our shield. You will give us grace and glory. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We shall not want spiritually, we shall not want physically, and we shall not want financially. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. You have given us, great and abundant, Lord, mercies. Hallelujah. You have given us exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we thank you, Father. And, O Lord, you didn't stop here. More is coming, and more is coming. Hallelujah. And as we give to the work of the Lord, more is going to come. More is going to come. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And we are determined today to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are, Lord, for who you are. You are loving and caring God. He said that you will come to pass before you call upon me, I will answer you. And while you yet speaking, I will hear. What a great promise. That you know our needs before we even ask. Before we even pray, you know what our needs are. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father. And today we want to say, O Lord, we want to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Strengthen with all might according to your glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And we thank you today, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, that you touch Charles today, and pray, Father, let the anointing be upon him. Let your power be upon him and reach him, O Lord, in all utterance and in all knowledge. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, and let the word come out with power, we pray, and touch each and every person today in this house. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory. Thank you for touching everyone that gives a testimony. And let your name be glorified also in the testimonies. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let it be victory all the way. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that let us stand up and be counted. Let us not, Lord, be, oh Lord, idle. Let us not be, oh Lord, silent. But let us be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching your people today, touching each and every one of us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified in this body of believers. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. I was hoping that song was going to go on a little longer. I was enjoying that. But nevertheless, okay. I got some testimonies this morning. I have a testimony. And it's along the same lines as many of my other testimonies. And it has to do with finances. The marketplace is pretty weak right now. And I got a friend of mine that I see every now and then. This is a little chaser here. Every time I see him in the grocery store all the time because he works with my wife, and so whenever I go to the grocery store, I stop in the produce department and see my buddy. He's about 20 years older than me, and he likes to give me a hard time, so I like to give him, you know, return the favor. And so usually, this is what he says to me every time. Hey man, Obama's putting more money in your pocket, huh? You know? And so that gets it started. And, but the reality is, Obama's not putting no money in my pocket. Only God puts money in my pocket. So, anyway, I'm sure I'll see him again this week. And I'm sure he's going to say the same thing again. And so we'll get a good dialogue going. But we're looking, we're in construction and we're looking for jobs to do. And three weeks ago, I think I bid a job and was a commercial job right in town, and I bid it dirt cheap to try and get the job. And when the bidding all was said and done and all the dust settled and 25 different general contractors bid on it and on and on and on, they finally released the results and said, oh, we're going to negotiate the job with these guys over here like everybody thought they were going to do in the first place. So they just wasted our time. But I did have a couple people call me to qualify my bid, and I said, yeah, that's a real bid. I know it's dirt cheap. And he goes, yeah. One guy says, well, I got one cheaper than yours. And I said, well, I feel sorry for that guy. But anyway, we didn't get that job. And so I said, you know, we're not getting any jobs in the flesh. We're only going to get them in the spirit. So whatever God has for us, that's what we're going to do. And we're not going to worry about it, fret about it, you know, in the least. So had a guy call me, I think it was a couple weeks ago on a Friday night. Might have been a week and a half ago or something along that line. So I thought to myself, well, you know, I don't really want to go see this guy right away. But I said, well, I'll tell you what. I got an hour before my wife gets home from work, or what, I'll come and look at the job right now. So I did. I measured the job. And in a couple days, that evening I submitted a number to him over the telephone. And in a couple days I hadn't heard from him. And actually, I gave him a number of $7,300 to plaster this house. And in a few days, I hadn't heard from him, so I called him. I said, I just wanted to make sure you got my number. And he said, yeah, I did. But I was expecting to see something in the mail. And I said, well, yeah, I'll bring you something in the mail, you know, but I want to know if you're interested. Yeah, I'm still interested. So sent him something in the mail. Actually, I went over and delivered it that night, my hand bid. And then he told me, he says, well, to tell you the truth, I got another bid that's just about the same price as yours, $7,300. And then I got another bid by a qualified contractor for $4,700. And I said, wow, I can't believe a guy's bidding that low. I mean, that's less than cost. And so then I said, well, you know, here's what we're going to do. You know, if you're interested, let us know. And then about 3-4 days later, excuse me. On the back of my bid, I already knew that he was might be getting some lowball bids. So on the back of my bid, I wrote on there $6,500. I said, or somewhere in that area. I can do the job with just me and my sons and no employees for this price, because to pay all the taxes and insurance on employees, you know, you got to get more money for it. And so anyway, about 4 days later, he calls me and he says, we're going to take your price. And I said, okay, great. He says, and not the $6,500, the $7,300. Because we know you want to keep your employees working. and not, we're just disregarding that $4,700 bid. And so, right, you know, I was with my crew at that time when I got the call, and I told them, I said, there's the hand of God right there working. That he's given us work, even at when we're higher than our competition. And so, and then I had to say to myself, what's my competition going to think? He's got to go lower than $4,700 next time to get the work? You know what I mean? So anyway, it's just, to me, it's beautiful to see God's hand working like that. Okay? And he's concerned about your employees making a living. And so I want to, it's a praise report to me that God gave us the job. And in the marketplace, when they're hard to get, at a reasonable price. So, and I shared that the other bidder was the same price as mine, to show that we're not unreasonable. So, anyway, some of you that contract out there, you understand the game pretty good. So. Okay, any more testimonies? Okay, come on up. This is Natalia.
Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. This day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the joy forever. Amen. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. With my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessing assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, and had shed his own blood for my soul. It is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. With my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious
thought.
My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Excuse me.
It is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. With my soul.
And Lord.
And Lord, has the day when my faith shall decide, the clouds be rolled back as in scroll, the drum shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. With my soul.
Amen.
job.
We kind of rushed that song. She hasn't 100% learned it, but it's Billy's favorite song, so it was a special day today to sing for him. That's how much his niece loves her uncle so much. Praise God. I too am in construction, and I just praise God and am for every day for every job that we get every day, and small or big, doesn't matter. I do a lot of driving, I guess, like Thomas, and to pass my time while I'm driving, I read license plates. It's a good hobby. So, in other words, license plates, what state the truck is from or what town and so forth. As I was driving on Avenue 19th in San Francisco, that's a highway 101 southbound, coming near Gary Street, a city bus was going right angle to me across, you know, on Gary Street, and I could not believe what I saw. As you know, Christianity is being suppressed and outdated legally, and on this sign it said Islam. And it said, what you need to know. What is it that I need to know? I was born in Persia, Iran, so what I need to know about Islam? I came to America for Christianity purpose. Well, my parents came, excuse me. I was too small, young. But anyway, by electing a president that's Muslim, then he's bringing in his excess baggage. It's just like King Solomon. He, for every wife that he married, she brought in her king, her gods, and therefore, from a most wisest king, he became to be the saddest. And so therefore, it's like Pastor John would say, it is time to get the heavy artillery out, the Bible and the prayer. Amen.
Okay. Thank you for that testimony. And you know what? That's about one of my favorite songs, too. I like that song. It's got a beautiful message. I like the part that says, for Christ has regarded my helpless estate and shed his own blood for my soul. Amen. Okay, Karen.
Good morning. My testimony is about work also, and I'm a wage earner. I have changed jobs recently. I work for an health insurance company up in El Dorado Hills, and people have been asking me, how is your new job? And I'm just going to start out by saying that when you're a wage earner, you know, you're usually working for ungodly, worldly people, and it's not any easier being a wage earner than I think it is working for yourself. And so I was reading or watching this. I have to watch all these trainings on the computer, and they had this whole anti-harassment policy. And basically they're encouraging people that if you feel harassed by another person, it could be a vendor, it could be anyone who you come in contact with while you're doing company business, they encourage you to not speak to that person, you know, because it could turn violent, And so they just encourage you to just anonymously report them to the human resource department. And the example that they used in this training was of a zealous Christian. Yeah, it was real interesting. So, you know, with that in mind, I just watched that like 2 weeks ago. And there I am at work on Thursday doing my job. And, you know, from a professional standpoint, the job is very stimulating and very interesting. However, the company at the campus that I work at, there's four buildings. There's over 2,000 employees. And I would say that most of the people that I have met are, it's just a small subset of what you experience out in the world. And so there we are, we're all working. All the managers were gone at a big meeting in San Francisco. And all of a sudden I hear all this ruckus. And I just want to say that the way the office is set up is we're all in cubicles, and the cubicles have really low walls. So there's no privacy. And I kind of wonder what the purpose of that. Supposedly it's to promote collaboration, but I really think it's to take away any privacy, you know, it's so that you can be on total display, kind of like in the little social melting pot, so to speak. So there's all this commotion, and I look up, and there are men dressed in women's clothing, in dresses, in high heels with purses, walking up and down the aisles soliciting for money like a bunch of prostitutes. And they are going desk to desk, and I'm sitting at my desk, and everyone around me is saying, how wonderful, and oh, you just look so nice, and you know, and I'm just over there gagging, and you know, how can I respond in this situation without showing my total disgust and you know, sticking out like a sore thumb, really, because everyone else is just really excited about this. And so what I did is I just concentrated on my work, you know, kind of tried to keep my head tucked down, staring at the computer. And, you know, I purposely did not catch anyone of the men's eyes. And I just kind of, you know, looked around and saw what was happening. And I was praying, of course, but I know that it was obvious to everyone around that I was not a partaker in this situation. And I was so upset afterwards. I just thought, what am I doing here? You know, Lord, what am I doing here? Why did you bring me here? Because the whole reason, I mean, it was, you know, it was like one of those perfectly orchestrated situations of how I even, how my job changed and how I came to be at this company. And so, you know, I've been wondering all along, you know, sort of once I arrived and found out that things weren't really quite as I thought that they were going to be, wondering what my purpose was. So I get home from work, and I'm still, you know, have the question in my mind, what am I doing here? And I had ordered some books online, and my book order came in. And I was really excited about it because there was this book, this little booklet that I had got, and it was advertised. It's written by C.T. Studd, and it was advertised that this isn't for the namby-pamby, milk-softy Christian. This is like a trumpet blast to Christians. And I thought, all right, I'm going to read this book tonight. And it says here that C.T. Studd wrote this book to get ministers and disciples to die to the world and themselves. And that's what the book is about. And I just found myself, my spirit just rising up and thinking, yeah. it says here, I'm just going to read this one thing, a couple things it says here that, the name of the book is called DCD. These are the DCD Christians. And that means they are the don't care a damn about what happens to himself as long as our Lord Jesus Christ is glorified. And, it talks about how Christians who haven't given up their lives totally and completely for Jesus Christ and who are concerned about their reputation and concerned about the things of the world, how they're really kind of how they're contributing to the problem of not evangelizing the world. And it says here it's the DCD's business is God's test of us as to whether our trust is in men or in God. So I just want to say that this book is, this little book is a really, it just stirred my heart. And I've been reading it this weekend. And I did realize that, I haven't really been out there fighting the good fight like I should be doing, like I had been doing. And I need to get back out there and do it. Just wanted to share that with you.
All right. You can't be a Christian and lay back in this day and age. You're going to get run over. That's the bottom line. So you gotta make your stand, I guess. You gotta draw your line in the sand here pretty soon. Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay. Well, I usually call for Pastor John, but he's not here. Oh, wait, Charles, you're going to take Pastor John's place this morning. We're going to have a prayer, right? Okay, I'm going to bring up one prayer request before he comes up here. My mother-in-law, that's my wife's mother, is somehow she injured her back. Okay, she's 84, going to be 85. And I guess at that age, with some, you can just move the wrong way and injure yourself. So what happened to her is... I think she cracked a few vertebrae in her spine. And, my wife has been looking after her pretty good. And, she said she hurt her back and then she was getting sick because she wasn't eating, wasn't drinking water. And so my wife had brought her over to the house during the week last week to keep an eye on her, had to take time off from work. And while she was there, my mother-in-law started having like a seizure or something. And so she told me, call 911. I called 911, got the fire department and the ambulance there, and she had to go spend the night in the hospital. But... she's got a very bad back, and she can't remember to take certain medication when she's supposed to, can't remember when she should drink water or eat or on and on, right? And so my wife was talking to her sister, and her sister said, put her in a convalescent hospital. Or this or that. And I asked So my wife asked me, you know, well, what do you think? Should we put her in a convalescent hospital? And I said, well, let me ask you this, Mary. When is your time? Do you want to go to one? And she said, no. I said, well, that's my answer then. So we're going to look after her. Anyway, I went by there yesterday with her. I don't have a lot to do with it, but she does. So, but I went by there yesterday, and she was feeling pretty good. But I said, before I leave, I'll pray for your back. So I did pray for her back. And she was saying, well, I was going to call you and ask you to come over and do that. And I said, okay, that's no problem. I said, you know, we can talk about praying for your back, or we can think about praying for your back. Well, that doesn't really get nothing done. We actually have to pray for your back. So that's why I want to pray for your back right now. And then I told her, I said, I want to pray for her back today with this congregation. You know, when you get in your 80s, it's going to be nice to have somebody looking out for you. And I really am surprised that my wife has stepped up to the job like she has. And when I see that going on, I think, oh, you're blessed, Mary, because you're going to probably be able to reap that later on. You know what I mean? Because her sister says, why'd you call 911? You know, just let her go. Or, you know, but that's the world, man. That's the way they think. That's the enemy. So, anyway, I wanted to mention that prayer request so we can pray for her today. Okay, Charles.
Many times when we have prayer requests, you know, it's not personal to us, and so we go, okay, we'll pray. But when it hits us personally, that's when we just dig our heels in and we just say, God, and we petition Him. And I try to put myself in that place every single time that, okay, it's not my mother-in-law, but what if it was? And how would I pray differently if it was? What if it was personal to me? You know, so we are the body of Christ. When one part hurts, the rest of the body is supposed to hurt too. So we'll definitely do that. When it comes to prayer requests, I haven't received anything. It seems like it's been a quiet week, relatively quiet. I was sitting there thinking about, who was it? Smith Wigglesworth, I believe it was. He was kind of a unique man in that he decided that in his day, we're probably talking at least 100 years ago, they didn't have television and radio was not existent. You had newspapers, and if there were magazines, there weren't as many as we have today. And he decided at one point that he would simply abstain from reading newspapers and simply concentrate on the Word of God. That didn't mean that he was ignorant of what was going on, because I'm sure he conversed with people. But I find myself somewhat in that position of where I don't really listen to the radio, I don't really watch TV, and so many times I'm dependent upon someone coming and saying, hey, have you heard about this? Have you heard about this? So I think what we should continue to pray for is our country right now, because as of last week, and I'm pretty sure that the fire is building right now, since we've all been classified as domestic terrorists. Pastor John mentioned this last week, that, you know, the rise of the Antichrist is happening. It's not just something that we're going to say, well, it's some point in the future. It's happening. We're watching it. We're seeing it right here, right now. The persecution starts. It doesn't start full-blown. It starts a little bit here, and then it grows. And so the first step is you know, to classify us who believe the Bible, who believe in the sanctity of life, especially in the womb, who believe the book of Revelation to be God's warnings to us of what's going to happen in the future. Because we believe all that, they simply have segregated us and said, you know, you guys are abnormal, and we're not. So we've seen the power of prayer when we pray for food commodities, oil, okay? And so what I think we should do is direct our guns, so to speak, this week on our government, the ungodly people who are running it, making these horrible decisions. They're simply trying to undo morality, undo anything that has to do with godliness and righteousness. Just usher in what it is that their God wants, which is the opposite of what our God wants. So let's stand. Let's come forward and let's pray. Father, once again we sit there and we have here another Sunday where there is conflicts and some problems, and we have the privilege and the ability to come and to bring these petitions now in front of you. And Father, when it comes to Thomas's mother-in-law, Father, I'm not sure what your will is for her, but you can heal her, you can take her. But nevertheless, Father God, it is not your will that we should suffer and to be in pain and to have a miserable life here on this earth. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just right the wrong things in her body, the vertebrae, the problems that she has of with the medication that she's having to take, and the side effects, Father God. It's just a problem that compounds one after another. The Father, I just ask now that as she is, whether she's home or in the hospital right now, that you would just simply touch her. Touch her back. Touch her mind. Give her a clear and sound mind that she wouldn't be confused. And that, Father, in the name of Jesus, you would just simply raise her up. That just because you're old, it doesn't mean that you have to be sick. Amen. Father, we just thank you for touching her, healing her, and moving upon her. And Father, we ask that you would also bless Thomas and Mary for their decision not to simply dump an elder, but to embrace one, even though it means a crimp in their current lifestyle, doing things differently. But Father, to be able to bless them, and they could be able to minister to her. And it would not just be a time of prolonging until death, but a time of fellowship and enjoying each other's company, just like it is with children and growing up. Father, we just thank you that they're going to have such a good time together. And then at some point, when it is your will, you will take Mary's mother off this earth. But nevertheless, Father God, we thank you for touching her and for them and their openness to this. And now, Father God, when it comes to the ungodliness that's in our government, Father, you know and see everything. There's nothing that's a surprise for you. But like Thomas mentioned, the Bible says that you have not because you ask not. And so, Father God, we simply ask that even though we have these ungodly men and women who are trying to make these changes, that, Father, you can supernaturally confound them to roll it back. And, Father, we just ask now, in your mercy, that you would just roll back the evil that is being done here. That Satan would not be able to get a further grip. But Father God, we would instead be able to have a revival in this land that would begin personally at the state level and on the federal level as well. America could be great once again. It doesn't have to go down. Father God, we just ask that you would just continue to delay the Antichrist system that is simply trying to rise up. Father, give us more time. Give us more time. I know it is inevitable that he will take power, but Father God, nevertheless, give us more time to be able to share the gospel, to have an effect here on this earth. Father, it's not just about living here and having a good life, but about souls. Yes. And so, Father, we just ask, give us time. Roll back the evil in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we also pray for the commodities that we need on our daily lives here, of food and of oil. The Father God, that they're always speculating. There's always people out there who are trying to make money. And like we heard in the testimonies today, you have the ability to make honest money without having an exorbitant amount or almost be an extortion. And so, Father, we ask for a fair price on oil and food, that you would continue just to drive down the price of that. They're making a lot of money, a lot of money. And Father God, that would be money that we could take personally and invest elsewhere. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just lower the commodity prices, lower food, lower oil, lower them all. Destroy the evil works that they have of speculating, of trying to make that quick and fast buck, of making so much money. Father, let not that continue. We thank you for this. Father, we do thank you now. We praise you, and we're going to give you glory for all the good things that you're doing in our lives. Father, we have our health. We have joy. Father, we have the breath of life in us. We have another day here on this earth, and that we could stand here right now to be able to lift up our petitions to you, to praise you, to give you glory. And Father, we just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to lift up also Thomas's mother-in-law. And in the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of epilepsy to loose her right now. In the name of Jesus, we all come in one accord. All in the name of Jesus. And command the spirit of epilepsy to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command also the spirit of senility to loose right now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of senility, get out of her life, loose in the name of Jesus. We command any other infirmity right now to loose her body right now in the name of Jesus. All kinds of infirmity in the name of Jesus, loose her. I command you to be bound, gagged, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. We command the sciatica spirit to get out of her life right now in the name of Jesus. Sciatica spirit, get out, loose that woman. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I agree with Thomas. I agree with Charles. Lord, let her body be healed, we pray, Father, and give her 125 years. And we pray if she's not saved, that she will be saved, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father God, we want to continue to remember this lady by the name of Debbie. That's the only way. I don't know her last name, Lord. I know she's over in Reno and battling cancer. And Father, we thank you for healing for that cancer. That that lady can stand up here one day and give a praise report that she was on the very brink of death, Lord, and you restored her body. So we thank you, Father, for healing for Debbie. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's have the outlines handed out.